is the courtroom that they had in the temple, and they no longer tried criminal cases. And the reason the Talmud gives us for that is because murder and violence became too common. Now, I think that's one of the most interesting insights into how Jews think. In our society, when murder and violence become too common, so then we elect law and order candidates. Then we want a bigger police force. We want to arm them more strongly. We want to take away civil rights in order to make sure that people aren't mugged in the streets. Better to have a strong hand of government, and there should be less crime, less murder. The opinion of the Sanhedrin was exactly the opposite. When the social discipline of the nation breaks down, there's no use putting them all to death. That's not a solution. It only the violence of the government does not diminish the violence in the street. It's one of the strong reasons why in the practice of Jewish law there almost was never the death penalty exacted. Because the death penalty in many instances is purely counterproductive. It does not lower the crime rate. Statistics have shown that states that do not have the death penalty do not have a greater crime rate than states that do have the death penalty. And the reimposition of the death penalty in many states of the Union has not lowered the crime rate in those states as compared to the 10-year hiatus when the Supreme Court nullified the death penalty in America. But we feel better somehow by taking vengeance on the criminal. But overall in society, it doesn't make much of a difference. And that's what happened here. The Sanhedrin retired. And the Sanhedrin began a series of exiles and really began a change in role, which would take the Sanhedrin away from being the ruling and law-giving and administrative body of the Jewish people, and would make out of it the great teaching, educational body of the Jewish people. And that is the transition that is going to occur now, and it begins 40 years before the destruction of the temple. The prince of the Sanhedrin, the leader of the Sanhedrin in the year 30, was the son of the great Hillel, who was called Shimon. Shimon was the leader for about 15 years. When he died, his son, meaning Hillel's grandson, became the head of the Sanhedrin, and that is the great Rabbi Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel HaZokein, the elder Rabban Gamliel. Now, one of the confusing things in history, and not only in history, but in the Talmud as well, is that there are a lot of different people who have the exact same name. And the Talmud does not always stop to identify for us which one they are speaking about. And many times, even in halacha, you have apparent contradictions or inconsistencies, unless you're quick enough to realize that even though they both have the same name, they're not talking about the same person. There are five Rabban Gamliels. There are two great Rabban Gamliels. This first one, Rabban Gamliel HaZokein, Hillel's grandson, and then the grandson of this Rabban Gamliel, who was alive at the time of the Churban, at the time of the destruction of the temple, and it was called Ram Gamliel de Yavne, Ram Gamliel of Yavne, because the academy, the Sanhedrin, moved to Yavne. Ram Gamliel HaZokein, the elder Ram Gamliel, is the author of many takonos, of many rules of society which appear in the Talmud, in the Mishnah. And he did many things under the heading called Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam, public policy, in order to preserve the world. Again, you have to realize why he did those things and why that was the time to do them, is because everything else was breaking up. Everything else was being destroyed. The Jewish nation was being destroyed. The Jewish state was being destroyed. The Roman Empire was falling apart.